Okay, welcome back to Tip TV Finance. We're here with Clem Chambers, CEO and founder of ADBFN, for our weekly spar regarding the markets and politics. How are you today, Clem?
No, I'm very good today, apart from, you know what?
What, you haven't fallen over, have you?
No, something's fallen over, not me.
Right, the markets, I was saying to you just as we came on, two down days for the FTSE, or three maybe, that's it. That's the end of the bull run.
Well, could be. I mean, it looks like a top of a channel, but I mean, you know, the market doesn't grow to the sky, as they say in China. You're going to get corrections. The question is always, and has been for years, are we going to get a crash or are we just going to get a correction? Well, I'm banking on a correction. I think this market will grow to the skies over the next 4 or 5 years. The trouble is, you can never pick an entry point. You know, that's the fundamental basics of the market. You pick positions and then you ride them in the medium to long term. And you're going to get nasty days. Some days you're going to win a house, other days you're going to lose a house.
Right. So, I mean, are there any levels or any situations or scenarios that you'd say, well, that's it. If it hits 6,400 on the FTSE, I'm in. If the Dow does this, if dollar yen does that, are there things that you're looking for as triggers?
Not really. I mean, I think there's only one thing you've really got to know about the market, and that's all you've got to know is, are you in a bull market or a bear market, right? In a bull market, the tendency is up. A bear market, the tendency is down. Are we in a bull? Are we in a bear? I think we're in a bull. I mean, I've been bearish for many years, 2 or 3 years anyway, and I kind of went bullish about 4 or 5 months ago, about 3 or 4 months before Brexit, actually. And, you know, I'm a bull. Now, the question that in the short term you've got to ask yourself is Trump going to win? Because Trump really is a black swan. And, you know, Clinton's now got pneumonia. I mean, and then there's the debates coming up. And she kind of lost the last one, the practice debate. I mean, if Trump gets in, I mean, it's anybody's guess how that's going to go. He's got no allegiance to any of the political infrastructure out there. He could be a complete, you know, loose cannon. Well, he's a loose cannon, but I mean, a loose cannon in the White House. Now, that really could change all the rules. And I think that's the major risk going forward, that Trump is going to win. And I think he was a long shot. I don't think he's a long shot anymore. You know, she's sick. Basically, she's been saying, I'm well, and then she collapses. And, you know, there's this debate issue. I mean, she's just terrible on camera. Terrible, terrible. So she could really lose it in these debates if she makes it that far. Pneumonia, I've had pneumonia. Takes you 6 months to recover from that thing. So, you know, how's she going to win a campaign with a disease that kills a lot of people when they're her sort of age? So I think that is the major risk to the market, Donald Trump.
Right, but I mean, is he going to be like the guy in North Korea, or is he going to be something a bit more logical or sane, let's say?
Well, it's more like the guy in North Europe.
All right, but I mean, like a Putin-type person, I mean, what are we looking at? I mean, that's the whole point. We don't really know what to expect, and that's the problem, isn't it?
Well, I mean, you know them by their actions, right? How many times has he gone bust? That guy? How many people has he sued? I mean, you just have to look at his record. That's not the sort of guy you want to be running the most powerful country in the world with his finger on 1,000 nuclear weapons. I mean, anyway, I mean, he could be a fantastic president. He could be the best thing since George Washington. The point is, it's a black swan, totally random outcome if he gets in. And we know the market doesn't like uncertainty. And it'll be a bit like Gordon Ramsay running, the Brexit, wouldn't it?
Right. I'm just on that sort of note. I was sort of looking at the triggers that, you know, you'd have for buying, but there must be some markets that you already say, well, I'll buy a bit more gold. I'll, you know, get into bonds. I'll do this. I'll do that. Are we in that sort of scenario now?
I buy value, and obviously there's a lot to buy after the Brexit. And that's been very, very good to me. And there's a lot of Brexit stuff that's still below off the pace. I like the banks. You know, if you think about it, if interest rates go up, the banks start to make money again. And I mean, that's quite interesting. The banks have been coming down for a couple of years now, and I think they've based out. So I think the banks is a good place to play. Obviously, that's high risk, and most people are wounded from their previous experiences with banks back in 2008. But I like banks. I like airlines. I like all the Brexit guys apart from the estate agents. All the beaten down, they're not so beaten down anymore, but there's still a little bit of upside in the Brexit. And, the banks and anything that's beaten down outside of the resources sectors, I'm all for.
Right, and would that include the Challenger banks, the Aldermores, the Metro banks, that sort of thing?
I mean, I do like to see value, and the new banks have got, you know, incredibly higher valuations than, say, a Barclays or a Lloyds or an RBS. I mean, I like all the big old guys because they are beaten down. I mean, people like EDF in Europe is fabulous. I mean, EDF's paying a 10% dividend, or it's probably 9% now. So if you're not worried about the euro getting weak, you know, it's kind of a little bit hard to resist a 9% dividend.
Wonderful tip there. Clem Chambers, founder and CEO at ADVFM.com. Thank you very much for calling or speaking with us today.
My pleasure, Zach.
Thank you. We'll be back after the break.